तपाईं SBS नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एशियनमा।
नमस्ते, SBS नेपाली पोडकास्टमा अब पालो भएको छ न्यू साउथ वेल्समा विरोध प्रदर्शनलाई सीमित पार्ने कानून पारित भएको सम्बन्धी प्रसङ्गलाई जोड्ने म कृष्ण पोखरेल। बोन्डाईमा भएको आक्रमणको घटनापछि न्यू साउथ वेल्समा विरोध प्रदर्शनलाई सीमित गर्ने कानून संसदबाट पारित भएको छ, तर कानूनी सुधारले अधिकारको अतिक्रमण र लोकतन्त्रमा गम्भीर खतरा पुग्ने भन्दै केही समूहले यसको विरोध पनि गरिरहेका छन्। संसदमा लामो समयको बहसपछि विरोध प्रदर्शनलाई सीमित पार्ने कानून पारित भएको हो, तर उक्त कानूनको विरोध गरिरहेका वा विपक्षमा रहेका समूहहरूले चाहिँ उक्त कानून विरुद्ध संवैधानिक चुनौती दिने बताएका छन्। विरोध जनाउने समूहहरूको गठबन्धनले कानूनलाई प्रतिक्रियावादी, विभाजनकारी र लोकतन्त्रका लागि खतरनाक भएको भन्दै निन्दा गरेका छन्।
The constitutional challenge we're launching, we plan to have three co-applicants to that, and that's going to be the Palestine Action Group, Jews Against the Occupation, and the Black Caucus, who have a big interest in this in a pressing sense because of course there is the annual Invasion Day march coming up on the 26th of January. We have record levels of black deaths in custody going on right now under this Chris Minns government. And that is one crucial, pressing reason why we need to preserve the right to protest.
उनी थिए जोस लिस, प्यालेस्टाइन एक्सन ग्रुपका आयोजक, न्यू साउथ वेल्स काउन्सिल फर सिभिल लिबर्टिज र जिविस काउन्सिल अफ अस्ट्रेलिया र अन्य केही संस्थाहरूले पनि उक्त कानूनको आलोचना गरेका छन्। न्यू साउथ वेल्सका प्रिमियर क्रिस मिन्सले कानूनको बचाव गर्दै पछिल्लो आक्रमणको घटनापछि प्रदर्शनका लागि अनुमति दिएमा सामाजिक एकतामा असर पर्न सक्ने बताउँछन्।
These are important changes, but they're necessary, we believe, to live up to the number one priority of any government in office. The number one priority for any political leader, any government or any parliament, and that is to protect its citizens.
उनले कानूनहरूले कसरी काम गर्नेछन् भन्ने बारेमा पनि व्याख्या गरे।
When a terrorist incident is formally declared under the Terrorism Police Powers Act, the police commissioner or deputy commissioner of police, with the agreement of the minister for police, will be able to declare a specific area where the public assemblies are restricted for a period of time. A public assembly restriction declaration. That might be any part of the state or all over the state. No public assemblies in a designated area will be able to be authorized, including by a court.
Premier Minns samajik ekta jogauna kanun avashyak raheko bataunchan.
My view about these protests has been that it is unleashing forces in our community that are not being contained. When you see people marching and showing violent, bloody images, images of death and destruction, it's unleashing something in our community that the organisers of the protest can't contain. And the truth of the matter is, we can't risk another mass demonstration on that scale in New South Wales. The implications can be seen, in my view, on Sunday.
जोसलिस बोन्डाईमा यहुदी विरोधी आक्रमणको घटनाको भयापहता व्यक्त गर्दै भन्छन् कि आफ्नो समूहले भविष्यमा कुनै पनि विरोध प्रदर्शनको आयोजना बनाएको छैन, तर उनले कानूनलाई बदनाम अभियानको एक हिस्सा भएको बताए।
It is a concerted campaign being waged by some to try to link the horrific Bondi attack to the Palestine protest movement is so ludicrous, it's so deliberately dishonest, and it is so outrageous.
तर यता न्यू साउथ वेल्स जिविस बोर्ड अफ डेप्युटिजले पनि उक्त कानूनको समर्थनमा एक विज्ञप्ति जारी गरेको छ, तर उक्त संस्थाले अन्तर्वार्ताका लागि गरिएको अनुरोधको पनि जवाब दिएको छैन। तर यता दि जिविस काउन्सिल अफ अस्ट्रेलिया भने कानूनको विरोधमा देखिएको छ। उक्त संस्थाका कार्यकारी सदस्य डाक्टर नामा ब्ल्याटम्यान यसो भन्छन्।
The anti-protest laws being pushed through by the Minns government are not going to make us safer. These laws are born of political pressure, not a genuine consideration for the safety of our communities. What happened in Bondi was an evil anti-Semitic attack. But let it be very clear, there is nothing connecting this attack to the movement for justice in Palestine.
आफ्नो अधिकांश समय इजरायलमा बिताएकी डाक्टर ब्ल्याटम्यान इजरायली सरकारलाई जवाफदेही बनाउनु पर्ने बताउँछिन्।
We are furious about these statements as they dangerously and outrageously link our criticism of Israel and the genocide it's committing in Gaza to the radical Islamic State ideology that seems to have informed and inspired the attack in Bondi. But as we have made abundantly clear over these past 2 years and prior, criticism of Israel, as harsh as it may be, is not equivalent to anti-Semitism.
संसदीय बहस अघि गठबन्धनले कानून सुधारका लागि समर्थन गरेको भए पनि ग्रिन्सले भने यसको विरोध गरेको थियो. ग्रिन्सका लागि न्याय र महान्यायाधिवक्ता सम्बन्धी प्रवक्ता सु हिगिन्सन हार्बर ब्रिजको र्यालीमा सहभागी कैयन राजनीतिज्ञ मध्ये कि एक हुन्.
Nearly 300,000 good Australians came together. They marched across the bridge for our united good humanity. You cannot now rewrite history. That is an event that happened in our time, on our watch. It was a profound moment. People from everywhere came in the pouring rain and they marched for humanity. We marched together.
उक्त र्याली अगाडि प्रहरीले रोक्न खोजेको भए पनि अदालतले अगाडि बढ्न अनुमति दिएको थियो. तर उक्त कानूनले यी प्रकारका सुरक्षाहरू खोज्नेछ. प्रोफेसर एन्टोमी संवैधानिक कानूनकी विज्ञ हुन्. उनी भन्छन् कि यी कानूनहरूले संविधानद्वारा संरक्षित राजनैतिक अभिव्यक्तिको निहित अधिकारमा अनुचित बोझ परेका छन् कि छैनन् भन्ने कुरा अदालतले निर्णय गर्नेछ.
So in this particular circumstance there are sort of, you know, points on both sides. So on one side, the law itself doesn't actually ban protest. Okay, all it does is take away the ability to authorize the protest.
New South Walesमा नयाँ कानूनले विरोध प्रदर्शनकर्तालाई ट्राफिक रोक्ने वा ठूलो प्रदर्शन गर्दा हुने अपराधबाट कानूनी सुरक्षा नदिने भएको छ. उनका अनुसार यसले प्रहरी र प्रदर्शनकर्ता बीच सहकार्य गरेर जनताको सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित गर्न पनि सकिदैन, किनभने अब कुनै प्रदर्शनलाई अधिकार दिन सकिदैन.
So it's not a blanket ban. If it was a blanket ban, it would be more likely to be constitutionally invalid. It also has some protections built in, so these declarations can only be made for limited periods, so a period of only up to 14 days. Now that can be extended for different 14-day periods up to a maximum of 90 days. So a court would take into account those kinds of limitations, also the fact that the police minister has to authorise it as well as the commissioner of police.
उनले कानून धेरै फराकिलो रहेको पनि बताइन्.
We've got the fact that it actually is very broad because it applies to all public assemblies regardless of the nature of the public assembly. And it potentially applies to a really broad area, potentially up to the entire state, rather than just being focused on a particular area that has been impacted by a terrorist incident. So on the one side, it's probably overly broad. And on the other side, you've got some levels of protection. And the question then is going to be simply for a court as to how it balances those sorts of things.
D. Mitchell, SBS News ka lagi tayar pareko report prastut gardai Krishna Pokhrel. Yi jastai anya prastuti haru ka lagi hamro web page sbs.com.au/nepali ma januhos.
समाचार विचार र अस्ट्रेलियामा तपाईँको समुदायका लागि महत्व राख्ने विषयमा जानकारी दिने यो हो SBS नेपाली SBS साउथ एसियनमा.
यो जस्तै अन्य प्रस्तुति सुन्न चाहनुहुन्छ? एप्पल पोडकास्ट, गुगल पोडकास्ट, स्पोटिफाईमा हामीलाई खोज्नुहोस् वा तपाईँले पोडकास्ट सुन्ने अन्य सेवामा.